your task is not to foresee it, but to enable it. French writer, poet, and aviator Antoine de Saint-Exupéry wrote these words in his posthumously published novel, The Wisdom of the Sands. We spend our lives planning for a future we can neither know nor comprehend. We are often disappointed when our intended outcomes fail to occur. In our disappointment, we vow to make better plans next time. Surely, if only we had better anticipated events, our plans would have succeeded. On occasion, we achieve results sufficiently close to that which we intend that we convince ourselves our planning process works. We forget that a broken clock is correct twice a day. And the lab rat will receive an occasional food pellet after repeatedly hitting the food release lever. How many of us are planning right now? How many lists are we drafting? One definition of insanity is the belief that we can achieve a different result by performing the same behavior. How many of us are insane? We're at the end of our church year, approaching the summer interregnum and planning for a new, better year to begin this fall. Might it make sense to reflect more and plan less? Might it make sense, as Saint-Exupéry said, to create within ourselves the opportunity to accept and adapt to what the future brings? The ability to change our world rests within each of us. Will our ability to plan and achieve specific changes to our world is a myth? Let's take a moment, not for planning, but for reflection. The mystery is that we are connected even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes the many one. So may it.